Good morning, Baz.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning. I tell you what, Cindy, you are glowing this morning. No doubt about it. Well done. Daz, you're your usual effervescent self, of course. But, Cindy, you're just looking fantastic.
But thanks. And you two walked in together because Daz went and opened the door. I'm just wondering, have you said something to each
not
other on
all.
The way in and just not said, let's just say something to her and see what happens?
Are you not painting your spare room out, like in a blue or pink or something? You're not? Could you glowing? You're not?
Oh, God, no.
There's no news to share because you've got this glow about you?
No, mate. That is annoying.
Just wondering, that's all.
Oh, no. Well, there you go. Even if it's not true, we can start the rumor, Daz.
Well, we'll just have...
Hashtag Cindy's pregnant. Yeah.
No.
It's out there now.
Well, I didn't start it. I just heard it. Did you?
No, I just heard it as well. Continuing on. That's what happens in the world of radio.
Exactly right.
Not get into too many details, but that's almost impossible, so that's fine.
Hey, we missed you last week, Baz, because you know you're a very busy man with a whole lot of stuff going on. But we had started the week before that with sort of talking about what you're grateful for and also goal setting and setting a plan for this year and any year, but we concentrate on this year in itself. I think it's a great topic for us to talk about. We've had a lot of listeners that have mentioned the fact that they'd now go back and have a look at this year and then start setting a bit of a plan in place of exactly what they should be doing. So, we've got a few people along for the ride, which
Fantastic.
Is great. So let's continue on with the journey.
Yeah, I suppose we started, we talked about New Year's resolutions, and last time I was here, we talked about understanding the why, what's really behind that resolution or that goal.
Yeah.
We've also spoken about habits. So I thought what we could do today is share with each other some of the habits that we have that we feel contribute to a healthy, probably wholesome life as well. So I'll start it off.
Please do.
I start and finish every day with a glass of water. So first thing I do when I get up, I have a glass of water. And then just before I go to bed, I have a glass of water. So it doesn't matter during the day what I do, and I do drink water during the day, but I still start and finish the day because notoriously we don't hydrate enough. So that's one of the things I do.
Wow. Off you go, Daz.
Okay. You got everything. I guess, I'm a bit of a creature of habit and try and get a bit of a routine, but the one thing that I will do every night, because the work that I'm doing at the moment has me finishing at 8 o'clock and I'm getting home till sort of 8:30, 20 to 9, knowing that I've just come off an 8-hour shift and even though I've got a half-hour drive home, I'm still a little bit buzzed about the last 8 hours. So I'll make sure, regardless of how tired I am, I will sit and just let it all just drift away. Otherwise, you sort of take that stuff to bed and you buzz and you can't sleep anyway and you get frustrated because your temperature goes up, you can't sleep, and then you lie in bed for 3 hours anyway without sleep. So I'll make sure I unwind and switch it off and give myself, I won't go to bed until I know that I've actually done that. Everything is gone.
What a great habit. That's mindfulness in practice, that is. And it's one of mine is just trying to catch those little breaks. But yours is planned. It's you do it, and you do it for a good reason. And I would suggest it really works too. That's fantastic.
It does work a lot, especially when, say, on a Thursday night when there's an early start for Friday, or on a Friday night when there's an even earlier start for Saturday here for the radio. Mm. If I've got to stay up till 10 or 10:30 at night, but I know that I'm completely switched off and everything is gone and my energy is then low and I feel a little bit calmer in a better space and I can go to, I know I can almost go to sleep almost immediately. If I go too early, regardless of how tired, I will lie there for 1 or 2 hours. What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a routine now. Exactly right.
Great habit, and it really works for you.
Do you know, I have a habit that is so simple, but it is ridiculously common for people not to do this. A couple of things. One more so than the other. I make my bed every single morning. Mm-hmm. I cannot leave the house without my bed made. I know people that can just walk out the door and leave their bed unmade. That actually would bother me all day, all day. Look, I may have a little OCD, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people do make their beds every day, but it's just a really good habit to get into. And at the other end of the day, I like to make sure that my house is completely spotless and everything goes back where it's supposed to be so I can start that new day fresh again. I know it sounds maybe just a little bit simple, but it actually resets you for the next day just to walk in and just go, okay, this is the new day. We're going to start fresh again.
Great habits. Really good habits. I don't make my bed, so...
Don't you?
No, it doesn't worry
but
me.
But you're probably I'll the first one out. You probably,
well, I am. But even when I'm not... And
really?
I'm just happy at night just to pull it up. Do a little bit of a make of it before I hop into bed. So it really doesn't worry me.
I counted the cushions on my bed the other day, and I have 9 cushions on my bed. Looks really
fantastic.
Pretty. really pretty.
Yeah.
But they've got to be in the right order as well. Oh, okay, we might have a problem. Let's not talk too much about this.
No worries. No OCD there at all.
From an army point of view, it's about, you learnt that when you go into the army, anything in the military, it's about making your bed. It's the start of your day. And there's some speeches going around from very high-ranking military people about that's how you start your day and that's how you get in the habit. It's making your bed at the start of the day. Mm. I'm like you, Baz. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I just think, you know what, I can't be bothered. And I don't mind crawling into an unmade bed. It doesn't worry me at all. But most times that I will. But it's not a habit that I've got. It's a chore that I do most days, but not a habit, because I don't feel like I need that. I don't need to have that. But it's a good one to have.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, another habit that I try and do is whenever I park somewhere, whether it's work or the shops, I park a little bit further away.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
You don't need to be near the front door. Park away. So, hey, it might be 30 or 40 metres and that's all the extra you're walking.
Yeah.
But it's still 30, 40 metres multiplied by 100, 200, 300 or whatever during the year.
Okay.
And it all adds up.
Okay,
that's a great habit.
Because I'm the idiot that drives around trying to get the spot at the front and will probably lose 5 minutes driving around at the same time.
Yeah,
we're the ones who are parked away watching that BMW go round 14 times as we're just wandering slowly back to where we need to be.
Yeah.
It's great, though, because we can tend to forget. We can tend to forget exactly what we have planned for the day or for the week, and if you're longer term, for the month or for the year, unless we get into those routines and those habits. So forming good habits means you have a much better chance, like forming bad habits. It's very easy to fall into a bad habit. So why is it so difficult to fall into a good habit?
Normally it involves work.
Yep.
And so you have to actually do something. Mm. And so we are creatures of, well, I know I'm naturally lazy, so I have to work hard to do stuff. And that's okay, and it's a discipline in my life. But yeah, I think we just like to take things easy at times. So.
I find it really interesting that you just said that you are naturally lazy, because from everything you've said, you sound like, I actually think, oh, geez, I better kind of step up a bit, because Baz has got it together and
Baz does not have anything together. I can tell you that right
Baz
now.
Baz is super high energy, though, really, from when you're doing what you need to do, when you're in your space, you know, when you come into the times, all the years you've been involved with anything that we've done, when you're over at work, when you're involved with the footy club, with your basketball, you're super high energy. That's how people see you. But it's really interesting to know that naturally, and I don't know whether it's laziness or just, you're just giving yourself downtime because you don't allow yourself too much downtime because you've got so much going on in your world. And Cindy's very similar to you, that you said last year probably more than this year, doing so much. It's not laziness in my eyes. It's, you know what, you're just affording yourself some time just to unwind, because you don't give yourself much time to do it.
What a great habit to get into, Des.
What, doing nothing?
Well, yeah, well, taking that time.
Absolutely.
And I hadn't even thought of it.
De-stress, you know, unwind. Just let the batteries go.
Because today is all about just, you know, go, isn't it? That doesn't matter, you know, from the time of a teenager studying year 12 through to uni people who have got two or three jobs, through to young parents, you know, we're all just go. So taking that time out, great habit to get into.
I think also with the way social media is these days, we are constantly bombarded with news. So you feel like you don't get a chance to switch off, because no matter which way you turn, and where you look, it's stuff coming at you all the time. See, I just don't feel I have a chance to let it go. You just got to turn your phone off and just put it away, and it's the only chance you get to just let it all go. But otherwise, you read something else, and all of a sudden you get caught into something else. That's something else that you weren't thinking of. Now it's become sort of your thought process, and that's just the world we live in right now. Constant information at you every minute of the day.
I agree. Totally, absolutely agree.
Just let it all go.
Hey, a quick one to save money. Save your change.
Yep.
So when you spend, don't use your change to buy something else. Just put it away somewhere.
I'm doing $5 notes.
Are you? Oh, that's another one. You save $1 or $2 or $5. Yeah.
I'm doing $5 notes every time. And it's funny because you don't use cash that often anymore.
That's right.
So when you do, when you grab it, you just think, I'll just pop that away.
Yeah.
And I counted the other day. I haven't made a huge start this year, but I've already got $50.
But that's $50 you wouldn't have had.
Exactly. $5.
I must admit, I find it really hard to do that one these days because I just rarely have cash on me and rarely have change. You know, I think I'm just using my card all the time. And if you get cash out, you just get rid of it almost straight away, and I just don't have that opportunity like I did years ago when it was no cards and you use cash for exactly. everything. You always had change. Yeah. You know, yeah. Pay for a cruise. I've said that on air. I had $1,100 in a big tin and that got me a cruise one. So it works.
Are you saving coins for anything in particular? No, or I just
put them in the little compartment in my car and it fills up and I give it to my wife and she uses it for, you know, that's for the next day.
That's very nice for the next day. Baz, thank you. Enjoy your week. Thank you for making us accountable for being grateful. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. And thank you very much for having me.